Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After 5 days, after the initial incident at the Hard Rock Hotel and the collapse thereof, issues, problems, challenges continue to reveal themselves. One is the economic impact in this area. Dr. Jose Bautista, economics professor in the Division of Business at Xavier University, joins us to discuss this. Dr. Bautista, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you very much for having me, Noel. It's a pleasure.
You know, we had a couple of folks sitting around here, and I said this on air yesterday, thinking about this economic impact issue. And the longer we talked, the more complicated we recognized this was really going to be, and it's going to be, and has been referred to as, a pretty unique mess. Your thoughts?
Oh, very true. Very true. Because there are a lot of moving parts to this that require, you know, immediate action. There are others that will require, you know, planning in the longer stage. There's the obvious loss of revenue, but not a complete loss of revenue. So again, to the extent to which the city can, and it's easy, it's a whole lot easier said than done, balance the loss in revenue with opportunities to gain revenue to compensate for the loss in tax revenue, then again, they have to pursue that to the extent, to the, you know, to the best extent that they can.
So you would agree then, you could divide this up into three categories: short-term issues, mid-term, and long-term issues. I was saying the other day, this may not resolve itself for 8 months or so at the pace that we're going now. Not to suggest that nothing's happening, but when you look at the breadth and depth of what needs to be done out there, this is not a simple solution that's going to take place over 30 days.
Oh, very true. I mean, and just think about the not just the site itself, but the adjacent properties that that were damaged. For example, the Sanger, but other properties that were, on the surface, it doesn't seem that they were damaged. Like, you know, the parking garage, you know, right behind the site. You know, they have to be very careful in removing those cars that are still there, you know, that there's no, tangential damage that, again, is not obvious on the surface, you know, and then, you know, again, you know, properties around the periphery, the extent to which nobody knows really right now. But again, that, you know, those investigations still have to be pursued for, again, immediate economic loss, but again, potential.
Yeah. You know, it occurred to me last evening in another discussion, I guess ultimately what happens to that building, whether it has to be completely and totally torn down or even partially salvaged, whether or not there's another flag or whatever, or another developer or whatever the situation is going to be to transition to rebuilding it, that could be several years out, right?
Oh, very true. Because again, if we recall that was formerly the site of the old Woolworth retail store, and I believe there was, if I remember correctly, there was quite a discussion about the granting a permit for a multi-story edifice at that location. And so, you know, is that going to be revisited, or is that, you know, is that something in the past where the existing developer, a new developer, can go, you know, rebuild, you know, a multi-story edifice? Or, you know, are the zoning laws going to go back to what they were, just, you know, permitting a limited height to the whatever structure is going to be there. And if you have that limited, then it puts limitations on what commercial property that's going to be. You know, obviously, you know, if you're going to build a hotel and it's only going to be three floors, again, there's, you know, the developer or the eventual owner, you know, whether it's a chain or an independent, is looking at limitation in potential income.
Yeah. You know, I just I know you've been watching this from afar, and I have as well, and I intend to ask all my guests this today. I give the administration and so forth an A-plus thus far in trying to give us as much current and relevant information that they're able to out there, understanding that a lot of what they're trying to talk about is conjecture at best, because they don't have eyes on every little single part of the building, and they still don't know, you know, what actually caused this.
Oh yes. I mean, the first thing, again, the loss of life again obviously is the biggest tragedy.
Right.
Preventing further injury, or, you know, God forbid, you know, further loss of life, because you're looking about moving cranes that, you know, that who knows, you know, what the gullibility of their structure is right now. You know, that has to be examined before anyone, you know, tries to do anything, looking for, you know, a quick solution to this. Yeah, no, it's going to take, you know, and no, I agree. I applaud the administration in terms of being very, very, very temperate in terms of what their decisions are at, you know, moving forward.
You know, the other thing that struck me is that when you take the major thoroughfare of your downtown sector, Canal Street, and you block it off, is there actually a way to quantify the economic impact of that?
Yes, but again, what you know, as the saying goes, you
tough
know,
question, huh?
Well, no, the thing is, it's an easy question but the thing is, you know, for every 100 economists you ask, you'll get 1,000 responses. You know, I mean, that's you know, the old left and right hand, you know,
right.
Harry Truman back in the day.
Yeah.
But again, that's not to diminish the veracity or the significance of what, you know, different people's findings are, and there's some merit to that, because, you know, I mean, for example, if you try to examine the loss in revenue, very simple example, the revenue of any city is the tax rate times the source of revenue. All right.
Right.
Now you say, okay, the source of revenue has decreased because of the collapse of the building. So therefore, there's limited commerce in that area. So, you know, again, a quick gap solution would be, well, just raise the tax rate. Well, again, you know, people in economics, we say, well, you increase the tax rate, people will vote with their feet and,
right.
You know, and just move away. So it's a matter of thinking not only, so it's a matter of, you know, keeping the tax rate, but expanding the source of revenue, since you've lost a source of revenue, expanding what's called the base, the tax base, and thinking of alternative forms of revenue. You know, case in point, you know, the city will have to think of increasing opportunities that you know, to make greater usage of the convention center. You know, more conventions, you know, more aggressive marketing of the city to increase conventions and use of the convention center. You know, more increases in perhaps, you know, in cultural festivals, you know,
yeah.
Maybe something, you know, in the magnitude of Essence, you know, but capitalizing on, you know, the city's multicultural, you know, already given culture. And, you know, inviting other cultures to have something, you know, something of that magnitude that can bring in revenue.
You know, I bring this up because a lot of people are saying, oh, you know, you're bootstrapping, you're going out there trying to cash in on this disaster. But this really does, and I don't think it's a stretch to say so, created a disruption in purchasing patterns and business patterns down in that area. When you have major thoroughfares that are closed off, you have to take alternative routes and stuff. And there's got to be a sector of the community that says it's not worth going down there. It's just too much. You know, it's bad enough already, but now it's worse. Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah. I mean, just think about, again, that I'm quite sure that, again, very simple example, that parking lot behind the behind the structure, I'm quite sure that was a source of convenience for many people who would go downtown. Now, that's lost, and probably all parking facilities in that area. I think there is a couple of ground level parking lots in that area, again, which seal that off. Just when the Sanger was up and doing very good business, you know, bringing in
had a great show in town, the Wicked. Probably a sellout.
Yes, and to lose 1 week of that is catastrophic. Now, you know, one would hope that they took the precaution of having some liability insurance that will protect them.
Right. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, Doc, I appreciate the time. I think this we'll have you back on because this is going to continue to reveal itself as to the challenges of this and what impacts are had, because they still haven't figured out their full remediation plan. And I suspect that could be another 30 days before we ever get there.
Sure. Like I said, you know, there's so many moving parts. You know, economists like to think of, what we call the ceteris paribus assumption, you know, isolating one aspect while trying to focus on another. But here, you know, you have all these moving parts. Oh, so many things to take into account that you just can't, you know, assume to be constant. So, you know, it's a formidable challenge.
Absolutely. And it's been referred to as a pretty unique mess. I don't know that I could have said it better myself. Dr. Jose Bautista, economics professor in the Division of Business at Xavier University, thank you so much for spending time with us this morning.
Thank you very much for having me.
All righty, we'll be right back. Stay with us. 260-1870 or text 870-870.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.